Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Yeah, welcome along once again to the a special Sport on Sunday, because it's the final Sport on Sunday of the regular season. I mean, we're back on next week and nothing's changed, but it's just an arbitrary point in the year in which we say it's the end of the series. Right, let's start with this morning's back pages. And the Open dominates them. By the time, you know, if you listen to this as the podcast, you'll probably know he's won by this point. But anyway, just pretend you don't. Maybe there'll be a massive storm and the golf gets moved to Monday or something. Wouldn't that be exciting? Struggling Rory prays for a storm, writes the Sunday Mirror. The Sunday People reckons he'll go for the jug, Yuller, because you win a jug, you see. If they were still, if they were winning a jacket like an Augusta, what would they go with then? I don't know. Rory goes full metal jacket. There you go. I should be a headline writer. Or not. Rory McIlroy faded away on day three, it says here, and it's nine behind leader Jordan Spieth. Spieth! They should do that like Mark Steed do at Hull. Sending into the final round at Royal Birkdale. When's it coming to Normanton? That's the question they're all asking. According to the Sunday Times, Spieth's the new American Idol. As he bids for his first claret jug, see, I told you that. Elsewhere, Amazing Grace is the more predictable headline on the Sunday Express back page and the Mail on Sunday and the Sunday Telegraph. And that's because South African Brandon Grace made history with his 62, the best ever round at a major. And I should qualify this by the fact the script has got this wrong, because it's the best ever round by a major by a man, because a woman has done better, because, as we know, women are better than men. In some of the newspapers, it's Tour de Fourth. It doesn't work. For Chris Froome, that's in the Observer, after he pretty much clinched the Tour de France title in Marseille. Why don't they attack on the last day? Why is it a procession? What's that all about? Quite honestly, though, he gets precious little column inches, that says the script, even if I can't say it. I went onto the BBC website before I started just to see if there's any news, because it's free, you see. And they've got a headline, one of their main stories today. Usually it's, you know, some guff about, you know, they had a video the other day, Kevin Peterson running someone out. That's not news. Doesn't matter. I'm sick of Kevin Peterson. If he wants to go off and play for South Africa, good, I don't care. He hasn't played proper cricket in yonks. Anyway, this headline on the BBC website. Not clickbait whatsoever, because they wouldn't do that, because they're above that. We, oh yeah, no problem at all. Want as many clicks as possible. It's all about the dinero. Is Froome Britain's least loved great sportsman, they say. No, it's John Terry, isn't it? Everyone hates John Terry. And the reason they say, one of the reasons they've given for Chris Froome being one of Britain's least loved great sportsmen, stroke women, who's the most hated sportswoman? That's a good question. Anyway, one of the reasons they've given for him being, you know, not loved by the general public at large is not because, you know, cycling, yeah, it's great and all that, but, you know, once you've seen, you know, the bikes, well, I've seen it now, don't need to see it again. Apologies, cycling fans. You probably think the same about, you know, snooker. But one of the reasons they've given for people not liking Chris Froome, or not loving him, is because he's done poorly in the voting for Sports Personality of the Year. Their own award! Well, someone tell them it doesn't matter. By the way, when we get to the Sports Personality of the Year, which is in Liverpool this year, I've had a couple of quid on Jermaine Defoe. When we get to the events and they're on stage, Gary Lineker, Gabby Logan and Claire Balding, what do you think Gabby and Claire, who are very, very, very good sports broadcasters, probably better than the crisps-selling fella next to them, do you think they say, hey, Gary, why are you getting paid more to do this than we are? And that's not a sexism thing. That's a people who are actually, you know, better than the job than you. I don't know. A lot of money just to present the football highlights, isn't it? Which we'd all watch anyway. Speaking of football highlights, see the news in the papers today? Channel 5's football highlights, previously hosted by George Riley and Lindsay Hipgrave, they've been binned off and will be replaced by Colin Murray. So all you Football League fans, that's who will be presenting your highlights on Channel 5, although you've probably already seen the goals on Sky Sports News Hours before anyway. But never mind. Bring back Ensley League Extra. That's what we say on this programme. Back to the papers. And the Chris Froome thing gets less column inches than Bank to the Future. It's a story about Sasha Banks off the wrestling. No, it's not. It's a story in The Sun on Sunday that most papers give a lot of attention to. What is that? Well, Chelsea boss Antonio Conte might have signed a new contract. It's Joe's uncle, I think. But he's getting spending envy at seeing Pep Guardiola's splashing of the cash at Manchester City. What plenty of papers say is that the Italian's not just jealous, but he wants to spend more or else. What's the connotations, Sam? I'm slightly concerned. The new football season is coming, and we're all very excited by it. See, now, last week, it's all about tennis. This week, no one cares about tennis anymore. I was watching the Hall of Fame Championships in America yesterday, which used to be sponsored by Campbell's Soup, which made it even better, but now it's sponsored by just some, you know, faceless electronics firm. But Andy Roddick, voted, inducted, whatever, into the Tennis Hall of Fame yesterday, along with Kim Clijsters and some other people. I wasn't paying too much attention. Andy Roddick, who's won one Grand Slam title. Andy Murray's a shoo-in. They have to, because it's sponsored by a famous watch manufacturer, the one you're thinking of. Andy Roddick's doing his speech. I didn't see Kim Clijsters' speech. I only saw Andy Roddick's. And when I say saw, he was on mute. He had to do the speech in his jacket that he gets given for being a member of the Tennis Hall of Fame. But also wearing a hat sponsored by the watch manufacturer. It looked more like an advert than a serious sports Hall of Fame. But before I just mention it, had you ever heard of the Tennis Hall of Fame? And now I have. Do you actually care? And I fear the answer is no.